Order, order. Select committee report.
The government's dealings with Sky City over a new convention centre in Auckland was the subject of an inquiry by the Auditor General's Office, which reported to the Finance and Expenditure Committee this week. Deputy Auditor General Philippa Smith said her inquiry focused on one key question.
Were there inappropriate connections between political leaders and business? And we didn't find any evidence to negotiate, to support the allegation that the decision to negotiate with Sky City was influenced by inappropriate considerations.
But New Zealand First leader and committee member Winston Peters wasn't convinced.
You've got civil servants painted as being not streetwise, naive to the extreme, but they all acted well-intentioned and in good faith. I don't accept that. Why would you?
Our view was that the public servants involved were acting in good faith, but with poor process. As far as connections go, in New Zealand, as we all know, it is a small country. You can't not have connections. Politicians, above all, have connections with a wide range.
Your point being what?
My point being that the problem is not having the connections, it's how you manage them.
Well, look, with respect, you're finding that these officials acted well-intentioned and good faith, and therefore the whole mess was without any malice of forethought. It's just extraordinary.
Winston Peters there talking about the Deputy Auditor General's report on government dealings with Sky City. And later, the Deputy Auditor General stuck around to discuss another report, this time on the inquiry into former Labour Government Minister Shane Jones's decision to grant citizenship to Bill Liu.
This particular inquiry was about one citizenship decision, which was made by the Honourable Shane Jones, and the context was not dissimilar to that for the previous inquiry, that allegations of special treatment, allegations of corruption, and allegations that Mr. Liu had a particular connection with the Labour Party.
Philippa Smith said again the inquiry focused on one question.
Whether the system that there is for granting citizenship had enough protection against the risk of corruption. And again, we found that there was no improper motive or collusion or political interference in that decision to grant citizenship to Mr. Liu.
And this time it was National Party committee members who wanted answers. This question from Maggie Berry.
Okay, so we have a minister who has never handled a citizenship request before, who has no experience of this matter. There was an investigation going on by the immigration officials as well as the police. Why do you think it was that an inexperienced minister was in such a hurry and did not choose to go with calling in the police and the immigration officials to ask them about the nature of their inquiries into the character of Mr. Liu?
Well, we criticised the minister, Mr. Jones, for failing to do that.
Deputy Auditor General Philippa Smith with that report on the inquiry into Shane Jones. That report and the Sky City report are available on the Auditor General's website, oag.gov.nz. Elsewhere, in the Commerce Committee's annual financial review of state-owned energy company Meridian was a chance for opposition MPs to grill its bosses about a deal between it and the company that runs the Tiwai Point aluminium smelter, which uses up to 15% of the country's electricity and has been tipped for closure. Meridian Chief Executive Mark Binns said plans were in place should that happen.
We hope the aluminium smelter won't close. And we're still in discussions with Pacific Aluminium, and if we can't close those, then we'll turn to Rio Tinto and Sumitomo Chemical, who are the owners. So we're hopeful that one way or another it won't close. But the impact is really dependent on over what period of time it closes and ramps down.
Mr. Binns was confident that Meridian could weather the storm should the smelter shut down.
We think probably the market would have sufficient time to largely adjust, with Meridian remaining a vital and profitable and very desirable company.
Opposition MPs also wanted to know about the government's plans to sell off Meridian as part of its asset sales program. But Chairman Chris Moller told committee members he knew as much as they did.
I mean, we're not even listed at this stage as proceeding in through the mixed ownership situation. It's been announced, of course, that there were three or four companies. Mighty River's the only one they've chosen to proceed with. We've had no update at all from the government on that matter. We don't know whether we're likely to proceed, and if so, when. So we have to adopt our approach to this whole thing is around what's in the best interests of Meridian.
Meridian Chairman Chris Moller during the Commerce Committee's financial review of his company. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.